Before stepping through the gate, stop. Look around at this courtyard. This is the Pailao Courtyard, also called the Baofeng Courtyard. Three ceremonial arches, Pailao, stand to the east, west, and north. A spirit wall of yellow and green glazed tiles closes the south side. Four structures, one enclosed space. This configuration has a name in classical Chinese architecture, a pin character arch courtyard. Three arches arranged like the character for goods, framing an entrance of the highest ceremonial rank. There were once three such courtyards in Beijing, one at the Daga Suandian Imperial Shrine, one at the Shouhuangral in Jingshan Park, and this one. The Daga Suandian Arch was demolished for traffic. The Shouhuanghal Arch is inside a park not easily visited. Yonghegang's courtyard is the only one of the three freely open to the public every day. You are standing in the last surviving Pailao courtyard of this grade that anyone can simply walk into. The Northern Arch is the highest ranking of the three. It carries 9 roof sections. 9 roof is the top tier in Qing arch classification, used exclusively for imperial structures. The plaques bear 8 characters in the Qianlong Emperor's own calligraphy. The front reads, "Universal Reference Across the Seas," and the back reads, "Benevolence and Long Life for All Living Beings." Neither phrase was decorative. The front inscription speaks of filial piety toward ancestors. Yonghegang was once Prince Ningjin's home, and converting it into a monastery was Qianlong's act of merit offered to his late father's spirit. The back inscription is both a Buddhist prayer and an imperial wish, benevolence and long life for every being under heaven. One side faces the past, honoring the dead emperor. The other faces forward, blessing all who come. 8 characters, 2 faces. The monastery's double identity, imperial and Buddhist, announced before you have even entered.
The Qianlong Emperor came here each time to accompany his mother on her offerings and ancestral rites, passing beneath this northern arch every visit. The stone lions on either side, more than 2 meters tall, were not made for this courtyard. They were moved here from the gates of the original prince's estate before it became a palace, before it became a monastery. The estate changed hands. The palace changed purpose. The monastery stands. And those two lions have stood through all of it. The eastern and western arches are each 1 grade lower, 7 roofed structures. Their plaques carry Buddhist phrases, perfect understanding of the 10 bodhisattva stages, merit as vast as the sands of 1,000 rivers, compassion flourishing like the leaves of the Bodhi tree, and the gates of the Dharma open wide to all 4 directions. The 10 stages refer to the 10 ascending levels of a bodhisattva's path toward Buddhahood. The river sands image appears repeatedly in the sutras to express infinite, uncountable abundance. The final phrase is perhaps the most welcoming of all. The Dharma gate stands open in every direction, receiving whoever comes from wherever they come. 6 plaques, 24 characters. The history, identity, and spirit of this monastery have already been told to you, and you have not yet stepped inside. Pass through the northern arch. Only then does Yonghegang truly begin.